Have you ever heard Delftware?
No.
Or China egg? Meaning
no.
I haven't heard either. Some people say that. You ever remember seeing a little room built off the kitchen where food was kept?
Pantry, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Now, what kind of pans were there when you first remember kitchen? Say the big deep pan, heavy iron vessel.
Kettle. I had a kettle. Take a cap off the stove and set over the to cook beans.
Oh, yeah, right over
things.
The fire.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It would fit in there.
Uh-huh. It had a round bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How large was that?
It would hold about 2 gallons.
Uh-huh. How about if you wanted to cook eggs, you know, and scramble eggs?
Well, they were scrambling skillet.
Did that have legs at school?
No.
Do you ever remember a pan having legs?
Well, I've heard my dad talk about pan. Forgot now what he called it. But they would bake with it, put coals of fire with under it and above it to bake. That was a forget what I called it, though.
And what kind of utensils do you remember having? Utensils to eat with?
Well, knife and fork.
Anything
spoon.
Else? Mm-hmm. All different kinds of spoons?
Yes. I remember we had, mother had a set of spoons that were smaller than a teaspoon called ice cream spoon.
And how about spoons that were larger than a teaspoon?
Tablespoons.
Mm-hmm. Where did your mother put the food that wasn't eaten she wanted to throw away?
She'd put it, that she didn't throw away, or
no, she
didn't
throw away?
She'd put it in the slop bucket.
And then she would, what'd she do with the slop bucket?
Well, the slop was fed the pigs.
Uh-huh. She took it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the water that she washed dishes with? Would that go out to the
well, yeah, that would go in the slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. Is that still done? Feeding the water?
Well,
water to the pigs?
Not much as it used to be.
I wonder why that was considered good, because it was soap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It had lye in it. That was considered good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they made their own soap back there. They'd take the, save the grease and take a can of lye and mix in it and stir it and make their own soap.
Mm-hmm. I remember being told that in school. That's
yeah.
The reason I remember
mm-hmm.
that. It made a deep impression on
me. I've seen it. They'd cut it out in cakes, large cakes, and put it out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it done lots and lots of times.
Mm-hmm. What would the color be? Was it white or?
No, it was brown.
Mm-hmm. Now in the kitchen, what is this instrument or tool that you use to put liquid in a bottle that has a very small opening?
The funnel.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called anything else?
No.
Okay. Now, would you describe the outside of your house, the first one that you remember?
Well, it was painted white, weatherboarded, and had a big bay window, they call it. That was larger than the other windows. That was in the guest bedroom, front room.